fans just were giddy when you signed with the Titans. Just talk about being somewhat close to home.
Yeah, it's definitely big time. You know, playing at Ole Miss, the Southern hospitality, just knowing how the fan base was. It was a big plus for me, you know, going to Tennessee, and I've been feeling that same way since I've been there.
How are they going to use you? You're kind of a hybrid, a guy who can do a lot of different things. I know it's a new coaching staff, and I know it's early. Mm-hmm. But what did they tell you when they were trying to get you to sign with the Titans, the way they were going to use you?
Well, see, that's the good thing about me. All of my career, I've been playing, you know, multiple roles. So I'm just going to keep going with that, learn as much as I can. And what they told me was the more you know, the better off you'll be.
Chris Johnson's gone, obviously. You add an element that CJ had in terms of taking it to the house. Mm-hmm. What, in this short time you've spent with this offensive staff and Coach Wisenhunt, what of this offense do you enjoy? What do you look forward to getting to doing with this offense?
One thing I can say, it's a variety. We had to learn a lot, you know, in this short amount of time. So it's going to be very open. So it's going to be fun to see, you know, the different things that we have.
You guys, you do play running back. CJ's gone. Sean Green's there. You go get Sankey out of Washington. Uh-huh. Talk a little bit about maybe the pecking order or just the depth and talent that you have at that running back position right now.
You know what? It's always good to have depth, you know, and we all bring a certain element, a different element. You know, we have the pounders. We have the short shifty guys, you know, like myself. You have a variety. So if you have a rotation like that, you know, defenses can't, you know, pinpoint what's going on.
What are the expectations in Nashville this year? Because there has been such a huge amount of change. Uh-huh. In the short period of time, what are you hearing from the guys in your locker room or from the fans on the streets in terms of what the expectations are?
Well, I'll start off with the fans. I mean, they're very excited. You know, in some cases, change can be bad. Sometimes change can be good. And I think in this case, it's going to be great. In the locker room, you see some guys that really they believe in each other. They believe in what the coaches have presented them with, and I think, you know, we're just excited and anxious to go out there and see what's going to happen.
And I know you're new to the team, but you've probably had some times to chat with Jake, even though he's not back to being. A lot was made this past weekend when they took Zach Mettenberger, and you knew him, you know of him from LSU.
I did.
Do you think Jake's ready for the challenge of, you know, being the guy, knowing that there's a guy that has all the attributes that could be an NFL quarterback waiting in the wings?
You know what? We're all competitors. This is what we do. This is our livelihood. So you have to welcome, you know, a challenge. And Jake's a great guy, and I'm more than confident that he's going to get the job done.
That's all I need.